Welcome back to the Drain Plug Podcast. This episode is sponsored by TBNation.net. Visit TBNation.net for all your John Boat needs. Dry hatches, EVA, foam, lithium batteries, electric outboards. Check them all out at TBNation.net. And thank you for sponsoring this episode.
What are we talking about?
Today, we're going to be talking about lighting, marine lighting.
We're about to light up your life.
LED
your boat life.
Lights.
And what are we drinking tonight? We are drinking, this is a gift from one of our very good customers. Thank you, Chris, for bringing this to us. He watches our podcast, and he just showed up at the shop one day. He's like, hey, I know y'all do bourbon reviews. Y'all try this. This is the Bullet Bourbon. Never tried this one before.
Nope, me neither.
Never even thought to pick one up.
See it all the time. You can get it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
But this is just a regular bourbon. It's a liter. We're going to a liter. 90 proof liter Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. I've heard good things about this brand, though.
I may or may not have opened it and got just a tiny tasty taste.
Oh, so you just lied to everybody because you have tried it before.
Well, I haven't tried it before this bottle came in.
That looks more than like a tasty taste.
I mean, it was just a little taste.
Old Kyle done tried it probably too, huh?
Maybe.
Come on, Kyle.
No, yeah, he did, because he brought it back there the other day and was like, oh, we got to try this. And I'm like,
Dude, one day he started early. He was answering too many phone calls. He was like, nope, forget this.
We have a company policy at Tiny Boat Nation Southeast. It's if phone calls get crazy before noon, you're allowed to start drinking after lunch.
Yeah.
So by the time 5 o'clock rolls around and people start calling, we're not cussing them out.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, kick us off. LED lights.
All right, what do you got? What do you want to know? What do you not want to know? Here, let's start with this. Why do we put lights in a tiny boat? What's the benefit or downfall or
the everything?
What makes them a hot commodity?
The biggest thing with LED lighting is you have to have navigation lights on your boat, and they are legal. Like, you have to have them, so you put them on your boat. I'm just kidding. Now, the big draw with LEDs is they put out a lot of light for their size, and they draw very little power. Naturally, the things that you have to have in your boat, your front nav and your rear navigation light, as cheap as LEDs are these days, it would be not very smart to not put LEDs in your boat. Like, I can't think of a positive for LEDs or for an incandescent bulb than I would for an LED. The only thing is that if you have like an LED light strip for your front nav light, if they go out, you can't replace it on the water. You can keep a spare bulb with you if you have one of the plug-in bases. Mm-hmm. Or you can keep a spare, pole light, but you can't replace an LED strip out on the water very easily.
Correct.
So that's really the only downside to LEDs. Back in the day, LEDs were crazy expensive, and people just kind of steered away from them because of the cost. Yeah. Now they're super, super cheap. Like, LEDs are crazy cheap.
Yeah.
There's really not a reason to not put LEDs on your boat. Yeah. So for basic navigation, like, I always go LED. I don't think there's any reason not to. Mm-hmm. Now, for other lighting purposes, it just really depends on what kind of boating you do or fishing you do, mm-hmm. as to what other LED lights that you might need. So you've got your purposeful, LED lights, and then you got your cute party lights.
Come look at me.
And generally those are, they are functional, like they do serve a purpose, but we're going to talk about some things that we've learned over the years putting in a lot of LED lights on our boats,
yep.
and actually fishing and using our boats at night.
So we all know about the front and rear navigation lights. That's pretty much a standard. Don't really want to spend a whole lot of time on those. Aside from, I do see a lot more manufacturers or even smaller companies really targeting that rear navigation light pretty good. There's the Firefly one. What's the Max It Out LED?
Max It Out LED is the one we sell.
There's some really good options for a rear nav light. Front ones, really, the only things that I kind of know of are like those shark eyes, but like those are illegal in half of the country. So
you need to check your boating laws in your state before you put front navigation lights on your boat. Mm-hmm. I know in some states they require for the navigation lights to be above the bow of the boat.
Yep.
Some of them don't have a specification. Mm-hmm. Some of them say they can be at or above the bow line of the boat, but they can never, I don't know of any states that it can be below the bow line.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is so that people can actually see you at night. The other thing is like you need to understand, and I see people do this all the time. I know this is Coast Guard regulation, and I'm pretty sure it's a law in every single state, but you're only supposed to be running your front navigation lights when you are under power, when you are moving the boat.
So if you're fishing in a spot, you're supposed to turn that front nav light off.
Yes. Now, if you're trolling along and you're, you know, moving at a pretty decent pace, I'll probably turn them on because you are technically under power.
Right.
I don't think you can get in trouble for having them on when you're not supposed to. Right. But you do look like a doofus.
Yeah.
You when you're just sitting there. The only thing is when, so, and I have this problem too, because I night fish a lot when I catfish in the summertime. It annoys me to be coming around like a corner of a river and 150 yards off, I see navigation lights and I'm trying to figure out what that other boat is doing so that I don't run into them or also get in their way. And if they're sitting still, it's kind of hard to tell that from a few hundred yards away until you get right up on them and I'm like, oh, it's just some dum-dum with his nav lights on for no reason. The rear light is the anchor light. It has to be on when you're driving, but also it's a 360-degree light so that people know that you are anchored and not moving or that you're just not moving very quickly.
Right.
So that's it for navigation lights. That's just kind of a pet peeve of mine. It always drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that we have learned about LED lights, especially for you people that want to put them to look cool and not so much for functional purposes, is when you go to install them in your boat, make sure that none of them are facing you while you are fishing or while you are driving the boat.
You want them pointed down, not out.
Yes. They will blind you and they will mess up your night vision, especially if you're trying to drive at night and you've been in almost complete darkness fishing and then you turn on your LED lights because you want to go drive around and look cute and then you got LED lights that are super bright right in your eyes, it will severely mess with your night
lights
vision.
Lights inside the boat at night make it very difficult to operate the boat safely.
Yes.
To see where you're going, what you're doing, unless you have what you and I both have those front spotlights, like headlights basically. Yes. But anything, but I turn everything off inside the boat if I'm using those.
Yeah. It makes it easier to see. Yeah.
Even in the red, like I have all red, but I am blind if I'm trying to motor down the lake. And I have those lights on. So
same thing as driving a car. You don't drive a car with all your interior lights on at night because it messes up your night vision.
And that sounds like common sense, but
people do it. I see people do it all the time.
Especially, and what really freaks me out is those party rigs when people out there in the middle of the summer partying around on that pontoon boat with lights flashing everywhere and they're hauling butt. And it's like, dude, there ain't no way you know where you're going. There's no way.
Well, it's not only dangerous for you, but it's dangerous for the other boaters that are out there because, one, when you've got those LED light strips that go all the way around your boat and they're flashing and beating to your music and stuff, we can't see your navigation lights. Right. All we see is a disco going on the other side of the lake, and I have no clue if you're coming towards me, going away from me, unless you have your bow light or your navigation lights up way above where those lights are, which most people don't. They have them right at the bow line because that's the most obvious place to put them.
But you know, and I know we're spouting out a bunch of negatives right now, but those interior LED light strips do come in handy in some situations.
They look cool.
Getting the boat ready in the morning.
They look super cool.
Packing the boat up at night.
Yeah.
Well, actually fishing. While I'm fishing and it's still dark out, I like to have them on. The other big one, I would say, is the interior lights. We do a lot of interior lights inside the hatches and inside the compartments.
Yes.
Those become very beneficial early morning, late night.
What I like to, so the way I look at it when I'm building a boat and I want to light up the inside, I have two mindsets. One is if I have to get into any of my storage hatches to get something, whether that be tackle, grab a drink out of the cooler, put a fish in a live well, any of that kind of stuff, I want to be able to hit a switch and turn on a light in whichever area of the boat that I'm going into. If I'm going into the front compartment, I want lights in there because there is nothing more frustrating than it's already dark outside. It's hard to see. And you're having to hold a flashlight with one hand, open a hatch and then go digging around and trying to find something. I'll just go ahead and bring this up now. I was going to wait till later, but if you fish anywhere that has bugs, any kind of bugs, they're all attracted to white light. And if you're white, walking around...
blue, green.
Yeah, well, really all of them.
All three of those colors.
But white, in particular, if you're holding a flashlight and you're trying to open up a hatch, you're going to get swarmed by bugs in the summer and the springtime, stuff like that.
It's basically an attractant.
It is. And so that's my first frame of mind is, where can I put lights inside my hatches to where, one, they're not going to blind me. And we've made this mistake before, and we've had to undo it, where you mount like a small light that's right at the edge of the hatch, and then you go to open the hatch, and during the daytime, when you're installing it, it doesn't look like it's in the wrong place. It looks like it's going to light up everything. It's going to be amazing.
Boy,
dude, you open up that hatch at night, it is instant blindness.
It's like freaking cops are coming after you.
Yep. So that's one side of my thought process. The other side is... moving around inside the boat, walking from the front deck to the cockpit or cockpit to the back deck, and just being able to move around and fish in general, those are my second kind of lights. And I want those to be something that's not overly bright, almost like a, I guess you call it like a mood light almost, something just soft and glowy.
Or they kind of call some of them courtesy lights. Just a little bit of dim light.
Think of... the stairs at the movie theater.
You just
want something where you can see what you're doing.
Which, by the way, like if you have different levels inside your boat, specifically if you have a step or a bench seat, those help you at night. How do you say this? Like gauge the different...
gauge your height distances so you don't... And I've done this because I have, like, my front deck is a good... 12, 14 inches up from the main floor of my boat, I have been up on the front deck and tried to step down and missed my step because I didn't have my lights on.
So we'll be installing a ladder soon.
I'm just kidding. I probably need one in my boat. But that's something, like, you need to be thinking about that when you're doing your install so that you don't, one, put your lights in the wrong place or put the wrong kind of lights in the wrong place. Because, and we did, and you know what? Classic example. The weekend warrior boat that we did, we put those two green LED lights up on the bow plate, facing like they were parallel with the deck. And it's fine if you're fishing. They're great because it lights up all around your feet. But when you go sit in the back to run the outboard on it, those things are shining right in your eyeballs.
And it sucks because they look so good.
They do. It does look good.
But in reality, they're not practical. And it was a great idea when we did it, but... I would not redo that.
Yeah.
I would figure something else out.
You got to strike a balance between what looks sexy and what's functional.
Yeah.
And if you think that you're going to be able to see it from, like, here's another example. When you do those under the gunnel lights on the inside of the boat, sometimes you don't have a choice but to mount them to the hull and not the gunnel. So
shining
they're facing
towards
in.
You. Yeah.
And that's like one of the worst things you could ever do, because when you sit down and you're at that same level, like say you were up on your front deck and you wanted to sit on the edge of the deck to tie a lure on or something, those lights are shining right in your eyes. Same thing when you're running your outboard. It's just, it's a pain in the butt. Yeah. So if you can get them somewhere to where they're shining down and not straight out, it will help your night vision a lot. Speaking of night vision, me and you both have switched completely to red.
Yeah.
I have all red LEDs in my boat. No, I left my white lights in there. I had white lights underneath my hatches so that I could see a little bit better at night. But I added red lights and put them on a separate switch because the bugs. Red lights are the only ones that don't attract bugs.
And they do not attract them at all.
Nope.
I have a little bit of a video that I did on that. But, like, I think we need to go out one day this summer and make an actual video on that because...
I already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We haven't done a YouTube video yet, but you know that light bar that I made that plugs in on my boat that's got the UV light on one side and the red light on the other? I actually got, like, down on the side of it, and I turned the UV light on, which, by the way, hold on, I'll come back to that in just a second. So I turned the UV light on, and you can just see the swarm of mosquitoes and little bugs and mayflies that were attracted to it. I turned it off, and then I immediately turned on the red light, and you could still see the haze of bugs over on the lens of the UV light, but there was nothing on the red. And then I did the exact same thing on the front of the boat. I put my camera up on a pole, and I went down beside my red navigation light, and I just sat there for a second. And you can see there's, you know, like one little fly or a mayfly or something flying in and out of the screen every couple of seconds. And then I just took the camera and I just swapped it over to the green side, and it's just swarmed with bugs everywhere. Man. So, yeah, that's something I think of. So, back to the UV light thing. UV lights are becoming really, really popular for night fishing because you can get UV reflective or UV reactive lines and rods. Now it's really popular for catfish, but a lot of other people are starting to do it. And while it does look,
we're smart.
Bass fishermen are special.
Smart is the word you're looking for, by the way.
While it does look cool and it is very functional, like there is now that I have LED or LED UV lights on my boat, I can honestly say that it is way easier to see light bites at night on UV line. Like I have a fluorescent green line on all my catfish rods, and I can see with no lights on in the boat other than those UV lights, I can see even the slightest line movement. It's great. I love it. Problem is, do you know what restaurants use to attract bugs to keep them UV out of the restaurant? They use UV lights.
I mean, what's the old school little like
the old bug lights. You'd hang same on your thing. Porch. Yeah. Same concept. So if you are going to run UV lights, I would make sure they are as high and far away from you as you can possibly get them.
Yep.
Or put them in an area where you're not going to be. So if you have a catfishing boat like mine and you know you're going to be in the back of the boat when you're anchored up, I would put the UV lights as far forward as I possibly could to get them away from me.
Right.
Which is another thing that a lot of people are starting to come out with. You see these rear navigation lights, because they have to be white, they're getting taller and taller and taller to try to keep the bugs away from you at night. And it does work. Another thing that works is taking your white LED bulb out and replacing it with a red bulb. That's kind of illegal, but I may or may not have tried that once, and it helps a lot. Just saying. But it's illegal.
We don't recommend it. But we do it.
In all honesty, I got on some of the rivers that I fish where I know there's no boat traffic at night, I made me another LED light pole for the back of my boat that has a red LED in it, and I just keep the white one next to it. And if I get a ticket, I'll take the ticket. It is what it is. But when it's midsummer in Georgia, there are so many freaking mayflies that you cannot breathe without sucking four of them up your nostrils. It's almost impossible to fish at some parts of the year.
They try to rehome themselves in your nose.
So I keep a red LED bow light on my boat, and that's what I use it for. It's illegal, and I get it, but you can see that thing from 10 miles away.
Yeah,
I ain't worried about it. If they want to give me a ticket for it, they give me a ticket. I don't care.
The other lights I'd like to bring up are the bunk lights. So, like, you can buy the Gatorback synthetic bunk cover to go over that 2x4, but then underneath that, inside the 2x4 recess, the flashlight strips in there.
Yeah, those are really cool.
That is a freaking game changer.
Yep.
It's pretty cool that, you know, in the early morning or late at night, you're pulling back in and everyone else is struggling getting their boat up on there because they can't see their bunks and all this, and they're getting out in the water, just pulling the boat up, and I can just back mine in. It's like a lit up runway under the water. And I have no issues. Like, those, if you're going to add any lights at all, I think those would be the lights to add.
They're cool, but they are very functional.
Yes.
Very functional. Yeah. I wish I would have put them on my boat.
They're really nice. But also, I like what you did with your trailer, though.
Putting the reverse lights on.
Reverse lights is very nice. On mine, we put the pod lights inside the transom of the boat, which still helps.
Yeah.
It still does a great job, but it would be nice to have those lights a little bit lower like yours are.
Yeah.
So you can see the actual curb of the boat ramp as you're going back and stuff like that. But no, that was a genius idea that you had for that.
It works good. I'm still kind of 50-50 torn on it. I like having them in the transom like we did on your boat, because you can see it's back up in the lake at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had I'm not going to say like I could use it all the time, like, oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever. But there's been a few times where I've been in like a really tight spot and I wanted to back up and I could not see behind me.
Right.
And I wish I would have had some lights. And I keep a flashlight in the boat, so it wasn't a big deal, but I hate having to turn a white flashlight on inside my boat in the summertime or even in the spring when the bugs are bad. So I like having LED lights on the trailer for backing up, but I also really like them on the transom.
Yeah.
In all honesty, my next boat, I'll do both.
Right.
I'll definitely do both.
Yeah, don't blame me.
They each have their pros and cons. The negative thing about only having them on your trailer is, like, if you're going to use them for backing lights, you have no way of turning them off if you're loading or unloading the boat by yourself. So, like, if you're in your truck and you're using them to back up, and then somebody pulls up at the boat ramp and you want to flip them off to not blind them,
right.
You kind of don't have a choice. You got to roll with it because you're driving the truck.
That'll piss people off at a boat ramp faster than anything, too. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I get that. I usually wait till we're closer to the water and I flip them on, which by that point it doesn't even matter anyways. But
yeah, speaking of being courteous at boat ramps, I know that everybody is getting into the big light bars on the front of their boat. I've got them on my boat. You got them on your boat.
Yeah.
They're just becoming a staple. Like, everybody's starting to put a big off-road LED light bars. If you're going to put those on your boat, make sure that you've got a switch to turn those things off near you while you're driving. It is super duper annoying for the person that you were coming up on in the middle of the night to be blinded by those things.
I'll tell you this though, my boat's built more bass boat style ish. When I use it, I'm bass fishing.
Yeah.
Man, I had to use those things one night at a night tournament on Lake Lanier. We were a good 2 or 3 miles from the boat ramp, and a massive storm came in.
Yeah.
And those lights are the only thing that kept me from running into the island that was between me and the boat ramp.
Really?
That I didn't even, I mean, I knew it was there, but I didn't know exactly where it was there. And I had to have those things on. I mean, I wouldn't keep them on consistently, but I'd flip them on for, 4 or 5 seconds just so I knew what I was doing and then cut them back off.
Yeah.
But that brings me to my next point is, keep that switch somewhere within arm's distance of where you're operating your motor.
Yes.
Because that's when you're going to need it. That's when you're going to want it. All the rest of my switches that we did on my boat were all up front under the trolling motor.
Yeah.
Except for those two. And I'm very glad that we did that.
I made that mistake. When I first built my boat, I put all my switches in a hatch up on the front of the boat, and I could not get to my lights. So... Mm-hmm. Because I try not to blind people with them because I know mine are bright.
Yeah.
I just ended up running without them a lot of times. And I hit some stuff that I probably could have avoided if I'd been running lights. But I didn't have a switch near me.
Yeah.
Now that I've redone all the electrical in my boat, I put this switch for my headlights literally right next to me when I'm sitting down or standing up driving.
So I think that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, people don't think about it because, you know, they do help. Like, you can drive around at night almost like it's daytime because they light up everything so well. And it's hard to turn them off when you get used to them. But just be courteous of other people because I've been on the receiving end of super bright light bars, and it pisses me
off.
It's
not fun.
No.
It's actually dangerous. It's very dangerous. You know what? Speaking of lights and all this stuff, you know what I don't understand?
Go for it.
These police officers, right, with their lights and crap. I swear to you, that is more dangerous than not having the lights on and knowing that there's something going on over there. Like, those things blind the crap out of me.
When it's also dangerous for the officer, too, because walking back to the car with all those bright lights kind of messes up your night vision. You can't see very well. When I used to do that for a living, right before I retired, they had just started coming out with the new light bars on the cars that dimmed once you they had like a dimming setting on them. You could dim them down to where they weren't very bright, and you could walk up to the car and walk back and not get blinded. It still messed up your night vision a little bit, but it was a lot better than how it used to be.
Man, those suckers are so bright now that it's painful to drive by them.
Yeah, it is. The other thing that I wanted to kind of touch on was the lights on the outside of the boat, like the gunwale rail lights for actual fishing at night. Yes. I know that they look cool, and that is why most people put them on the boat. But having been somebody who was like, I'm never going to put those on my boat, those look stupid, to now having them on my boat, they make fishing at night 10 times better. Now, that is a light that I will recommend that you try to shine out away from the boat if you can, because prior to having them, specifically catfishing, if I caught a fish and it ran to the front of the boat and I had to go up there and either net it or try to grab it with my fish grips, I had to have a flashlight with me because the front of my boat was complete darkness.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have to worry about that anymore because I got light strips that run all the way around the outside of the boat, and they light up about 6 feet away from the boat enough to where I can see.
Yeah.
And it's made a huge difference. Now, you have them on the outside of your boat, and you don't have them on the outside of your boat? Mm-hmm. You only have them on the inside.
We did them on the inside.
Okay.
Which, you know, and I've done a bunch of night tournaments last year. Mm-hmm. Kind of wish I would have had them. I don't feel like the cost is worth me putting them on, I guess you'd say. Because those LED light strips, if you get good ones.
We'll talk about that next.
They're not cheap. There are benefits, and there's reasons why you're paying for that expense. But I just don't use it enough. I mean, if
how many night fishing tournaments a year do you do?
We do about three.
Okay, so if you were doing them more often, you think it would be worth the expense?
Yeah, but I don't think I'd be.
You're just cheap. Three, like me.
No. It's like, it sucks fishing at night.
Yeah.
Bass fishing at night sucks. It's a pain in the butt. Everything about it. So I don't think I would do more. I just wouldn't fish.
Wouldn't fish at night.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, you know, bass fishing tournaments at night. It's not like the crazy wild popular thing to do anyways.
Yeah, people hate it. It's very rough to bass fish at night. Yeah.
Well, I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum, mm-hmm. being catfish. I do most of my catfishing at night, and it's 100% worth the expense.
Yeah,
and I've talked to a few of the bass fishing guys that we deal with that like to fish at night in the summertime because it's the only time of the year that it's comfortable for them to fish is at mm-hmm. night, because during the day it's so hot. So putting lights on the outside like that, you can make a difference. Now, you brought up a very good point earlier, and I want to touch on this. Price. Price and quality kind of go hand in hand when it comes to LED lights these days.
Mm-hmm.
The cheaper, what I would call LED, like Amazon style lights that you get a 22-foot strip for $19, they work. There's nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. If you're balling on a budget and pimping on pennies, if you want to put those on your boat, there's nothing wrong with them. But you need to have some realistic expectations of how long they're going to last and how bright they're going to be.
Well, and that adhesive on the back of them, I mean...
That's the other thing. The adhesive usually sucks.
That's usually the first thing that starts to go on those.
Yes, the adhesive generally is nowhere near as good a quality as some of the more expensive ones. And even though it says 3M on the back, it does not mean that it is 3M.
That's true, too. Yeah.
It's got to have that little trademark symbol next to it for it to be real, but I've seen a lot of fake ones. Now you get into your higher end LEDs, and I'm not just talking about like the LED light strips, the light bars, the accent lights, mm-hmm. all the other stuff. There's a few key differences between them. The cheap ones, generally, if they are white or very light in color,
mm-hmm.
or they're encased in silicone, like a rubbery flexible type material, they will generally either turn ashy looking or yellow within the first couple of years of being exposed to sunlight. High-quality LEDs like the ones that we install, the plash lights, they stay clear for their lifetime. And they're really, really good lights. We don't have... So the more... I wouldn't say expensive. They're more expensive than cheaper LEDs, but they're still not crazy expensive. The higher-quality LEDs that are made in the USA, or some of them are even made overseas, and they're still good quality, but you're going to notice a difference in the thickness of material that's encasing the LEDs, and they usually come with some type of warranty. Like the plash lights that we sell have a lifetime warranty. There's quite a few other ones out there that have 5, 10, 15-year warranties and stuff like that. And what that warranty is covering is, one, the LED light going out, and two, the adhesive failing, or the casing that it's in, the silicone casing.
The yellowing, or the
color and chalkiness.
The fogging, or water, even the waterproofness of them. Yeah.
The light bars, that's the big thing on the light bars, is they get water inside of them, and then they get foggy, and then they're not as bright as they were.
Yeah.
The other thing with the quality on them is the quality of the wiring. We see a lot of cheap Amazon LED lights that have teeny tiny little automotive wires on them, like 30 gauge, 32 gauge. And it's not that that's a bad wire. It's just a horrible wire size in a boat, because we're running stuff to, you know, multiple places in the boat, and trying to get a 14 or a 16 gauge duplex wire to attach to a teeny tiny little 32 gauge wire.
Where, like, when you cut it open, there's literally one thread of copper in
there.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, is that you don't see a lot of them that have marine grade wire. They're not rated for marine. And if you don't seal them up well, and you don't use like heat solder,
even if you
heat shrink
on
them,
there's potential for them to.
Yeah, and you get corrosion inside of them, and they get almost like crusty on the inside. That's one of the things I hate about those really, really thin strand wires. They don't have enough wire strands inside of them. You get a little bit of water in there, and then after like a year or two, you can almost take the wire and just break snap it because it's so stiff. They don't use good coatings on the outside of the wire on the cheap ones and on the
That's how you get fires, too.
Yeah, you get fires that way, too. So you get what you pay for when it comes to that, but also look at their warranty.
Yeah.
Like, we look at Plashlight. They have a pretty much no questions asked lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
If anything happens, they replace them.
And they're good people, too.
Very
they're
good people.
They're supporting a very good company by the end.
They're in Texas. They're a good American-made company. They have really nice products, and they stand behind them, too. Mm-hmm. I have personally never seen one fail. I've heard of one customer that had one fail, and he got an instant replacement, no questions asked.
You know what's funny? The only failures of theirs that I've seen are the ones that he had at that expo showing off. He's like, this was my first generation.
Yeah.
And this is what happened to it. This is what was wrong with it.
We saw him at, was it Ibex or the Fort Lauderdale show?
No, that was Ibex.
Ibex, yeah.
I believe, yeah.
And that's hard to get a company to do these days, to show off where they made mistakes and where they, stuff
we,
that they weren't.
We install this crap all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only one that I've seen be bad.
The other thing that I do like about the Plashlights is they don't come with adhesive on the back. They have their own.
Yes.
I don't even know what that crap is.
It's gold in the tube. That's what it is.
It's the Plashlight silicone, and it is a silicone product. Yes. It does smell like silicone, but it's like an instant grab silicone. So you put it on the back of your light strip, and then you put it up on your boat. We usually tape them, with like some painter's tape.
Just to hold them up there for a few more minutes.
Especially when we're putting in like 16 and 20-foot LED strips, they get kind of heavy. But once those things are on there, like, you can get them off.
I love that stuff.
It's really, really good stuff. And it just eliminates that whole possibility of that double-sided adhesive ever coming undone, which I've seen more times than I'd like to.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's definitely worth. I mean, if you use your boat a lot, I probably use my boat at least 3 or 4 weekends. Well, I'd say probably 2 or 3 weekends a month.
Yeah.
So pretty consistently, I'd say. But, if you're going out once or twice a month, maybe it's not. Maybe you don't necessarily have to spend that money on them. But, they are nice to have. They're very great lights.
I've had 3 different kinds of cheap Amazon LEDs on my boat at one point or another with the RGB, where they have like a little box that you can program it to Bluetooth or run it off a remote. Here's one of the things that like really opened up my eyes when we started putting in Plashlights that differs them from the cheaper lights like the Amazon lights is the Plashlights has a waterproof box that all the wires run into. It's got cable glands where the wires go into the box. It's sealed up. There's no way to get inside that thing and no way for water to get inside of it. And I've never seen one fail. On the cheap Amazon ones I had, they have like household USB plugs.
Yeah.
Which if you get them anywhere close to water, they start corroding and rusting. And I've had 2 fail because I couldn't get the plugs like to do anything anymore. Like you would plug them in, try to wiggle them around, and the lights would come on for a second, and they would come on.
Well, even just natural moisture will get up in there.
Yes. So they don't design cheap Amazon LEDs or any of those like, overseas cheapo LEDs. They don't design them with longevity in mind. They just want to sell you a product that looks cool for a while, and that's really it. There's no support for them later on down the road. But like the RGB and the RGBW controller that Plashlight makes, I know it is kind of pricey. It was like $200.
Yeah.
But I've never seen one fail. It's got a ton of options on it. It's completely waterproof. I would mount that thing anywhere in a boat and never have any problems with it. So it just that little bit of peace of mind helps out a lot. One last thing that I want to touch on is even though LED lights don't draw a lot of power, we have seen quite a few people that have went a little overboard on lights, and by the time we got done, they were pulling 12, 14, 16 amps worth of power.
What?
Yes, because of the amount of lights that they have on their boat. When you run a 16-foot strip down the side of a John boat on each side and then a 16-foot on the inside and then step lights and all these other lights on the inside, and then you're running them on an RGB controller that's Bluetooth and all this other stuff, it can add up quick. Generally, so like on a general 16-foot boat build that we do when we put strips inside and outside, we're generally around like that 4 to 5 amp range.
Yeah.
you just got to remember your battery capacity, because a lot of people are going to smaller and smaller LEDs because of, or the smaller and smaller lithium batteries because they're efficient and they work well.
Yeah.
But if you've only got a 30 amp hour battery and you're pulling 5 amps an hour and you're trying to run that thing all night long,
you
might have a dead battery by the end of the night.
You finding your paddle in the dark and you paddling home.
Yeah. So just add all that stuff up. And like one of the best ways to do that is if you have one of those lithium batteries, before you ever install them in your boat, hook up all those lights temporarily to your lithium battery and then turn on your Bluetooth so that you can look on the app and see how many amps you're drawing. Yeah,
they'll
from
tell
it.
You right there on the app.
Yep. And if you don't have one that has Bluetooth, you can always just hook up a voltmeter to it and turn it on the amp setting and see how many amps you're pulling from the battery.
Or buy a real battery.
Or buy a real battery.
I'm sorry. Did I...
You just had to throw that in there, didn't you? But check and see before you install them how many amps you're pulling, so that you, one, know that if you got enough battery capacity to run them for a long period of time, but also so that if you do get into a situation where, like, you're going to go all night and fish,
yeah,
you need to know how many hours you can keep those on and run all the rest of your electronics, yeah, without, you know, draining your battery down completely. So,
yeah. And sometimes it goes the opposite. Sometimes you don't use as much as you think.
That's true, too.
I mean, we stepped my boat down from 100 amp hour 12 volt down to a 60 amp hour 12 volt, yeah, and I still don't have any issues.
Yeah.
So, and I use my lights.
Yeah.
I really do.
I went a little crazy on mine. I did 200 amp hour batteries, yeah, just because I knew I was going to be running a lot of lights, and I was going to, yeah, be running them all night long. My boat, with all the red lights on, the UV lights, now they do pull some power.
Yeah.
And the front headlights, I'm running right at about 19 amps.
Yeah.
So 19 amps, 19 amp hours every hour is how many my boat uses.
Yep. If you can ever get on Google Earth dark, like at night, like you'd see Chris's boat.
I did go a little wild on it. But my other goal was at some point I was going to be running LED boat fishing lights. They were 12 volt, mm-hmm, off the front of that boat, so I wanted the extra battery capacity to be able to do that for an hour or two at night.
Yeah.
So, and I have, I think the last two catfishing trips I went on, I was out for 6-7 hours at a time, and I was still coming back with more than 50% of my battery, yeah, left.
Well, what did you think of the Bullet?
I actually like it.
I really
it's,
like it.
It's not crazy complex. It's not like this just like over the top bourbon. It's an easy drinker. It's got some good notes to it. I like the sweetness that it has. And I get a little bit of a raisiny type note from it.
Yes.
And a really good, I don't want to say like an oakiness because it's not overly oaky. It's very light on the oak, but it's, yeah, got a woody. Oh, for the price, it's a cheap bottle. And it's widely available. You ain't got to go hunting it down. It's not some special crazy allocated nothing. I give it a solid 7.5, 8.
Yeah, I'm about right there with you. It really makes me want to try some of their other stuff, too, to be honest.
I heard their rye is amazing.
I hear they have one of the top ryes out on the market, yep, right now.
Yeah, I've heard that from
so I'd like to try that. People. But
and it's a leader. You don't see that a whole lot.
Not unless it's in cola.
In cola. Anything else you want to add to the LED topic? I think we smashed it into the ground pretty good here.
Yeah. But if you guys do have any questions about it, feel free to call us or leave a comment on anywhere where you're listening to this. On Spotify and Apple, please rate the show a 5-star. That helps us so much. So
and Google.
Much. And Google.
Yeah,
yep.
Google Podcast. And YouTube Podcast.
And YouTube. And YouTube Podcast.
The YouTube well. Music app.
We see you guys watching it. That's why we keep doing this. So, you know, the support definitely helps. And if you have a topic that you'd like to see us cover, either give us a call, shoot us an email, leave a comment, do something. We're trying to keep up with all that as much as we can anyway. So we would definitely want to bring you guys content that is worth it to do. I'd say the hardest part about making content in the marine industry on a podcast is having topics to consistently talk about.
Yeah. Well, so much of our stuff is visual.
Yeah, right,
it's hard, yeah, to sit here and it have is. A conversation about products in general, yeah, and like how to install stuff without physically showing you how to do it.
Exactly. So, but
yeah, we welcome any and all ideas. Anything you guys want to learn about, anything you want to hear us talk about, our opinions or advice that we can give, yeah, mistakes that we've made in the past, we'd love to have a conversation about it.
Like I said, rate
Bullet awesome. Bourbon is talking to you.
Rate the show 5-star. And once again,
don't forget your drain plug.
See y'all later.